nothing you noticed it. Okay. Let's break the order of this worship service, if you allow me. How about we sing again that beautiful song, Alpha and Omega, and prepare our hearts to listen God's word? How about we prepare today to, we open our minds and spirits and our ears to see what God has for us today? I would like to invite this great worship team and their beautiful voices and just sing this beautiful song at least twice. And where, I mean, it's a beautiful song. And I would like to invite you to stand up if you are able. And that you close your eyes while hearing this song. If you don't know the words, they are very easy to learn. But while you are hearing, pray, say, God, talk to me. Spirit, endorse me this morning with your power, with your marvelous grace. Thank you for this morning, this beautiful morning you've given us. You are here inside among us, Holy Spirit. We pray that you open our ears to understand your words. We pray that you open our hearts, that you open our spirits, that we can feel your touch this morning. That everyone who has come with concerns, with difficulties in their lives, they can know that you are with them, dear Lord. We pray that your grace and mercy be with us. And we pray in your holy name, and the church says, Amen. Amen. Please be standing up for the next hour. No, please be seated. Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And before reading the scripture, in your Bible or in the revised version, it's on page 967, if you want to use that. If you don't have a Bible, be close to a Christian person, please. And I would like to say that the more I'm living in the United States, the more I'm trying to improve my English language. In fact, when I came to the United States, my eyes were black. Now they're brown, and I'm afraid that next year is going to be turned into light blue. Something like that. And my hair is getting blonde a little. I don't know, something is going on. Chapter 2 in the Gospel of John says, on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, They have no more wine. Woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, I don't understand you. What's going on with you, man? Everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now. What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and his disciples. They stayed for a few days. It's a beautiful scripture. But let's try to move back one chapter. What happened in chapter 1 that took us to this chapter 2? In chapter 1, when John the Baptist was preaching the message of repentance, he saw Jesus coming toward him and say, look, the Lamb of God. And after baptizing him with water, he gave testimony, I saw the Spirit coming down from heaven. The next day, John the Baptist was with 2 of his disciples when he saw Jesus passing by, and he said again, look, the Lamb of God. When the 2 disciples heard John say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, what do you want? They said, where are you staying? Come, he replied, and you will see. Also in this chapter 1, John shares the story when Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nazareth? Can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Philip said, come and you will see. Nathanael met Jesus and declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus said, you believe because I told you. I saw you under the fig tree. Hey, man, let me say, you will see greater things than that. Very true, I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God coming down. There will be the possibility to see this morning. There will be the possibility in the 21st century to see God's miracles. Or maybe through the time we are turning blind in our spirit, in our way of believing what God can do in His church and outside the church. But for John, it was interesting and it was a key aspect in his life that he needed to see. Come. And you will see. John writes this gospel and perhaps the book of Revelation to testify about the things he saw about that man of Nazareth who promised eternal life to those who follow him and his message. John the Apostle gives us then his testimony and also the sign of Jesus turning water into wine. My church, J.T. Manley states about this man of Nazareth, saying, for his contemporaries who incidentally met him, he was the man whose name is Jesus. But for those who lived close to him, he became the Son of God. Can you see the different perspectives? This is Jesus. But they understood and they believed that that man of Nazareth was the Son of God, our Savior and Lord. When we think in this man called Jesus, what image comes to our mind? What representation of Jesus we have? Let me say this. The most known image of Christ we have had throughout the history of Christianity is the image of Christ with a long blonde hair, blue eyes, a skinny body, and white skin. If we still have this image of Christ, let me say that we are very confused. That's not Christ. And you know that. Because the reality is that everyone experiences Christ in many different ways. The reality is that we live every day with Jesus Christ side by side, walking with us. In our good times, but also in our bad times. Yeah. When John describe that Jesus in the book of Revelation, it's amazing how he portrayed Jesus. He said, I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. The hair on his head was white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. We are not talking about any kind of Christ. We are not talking about any kind of Jesus. This morning we are talking about the Son of God.
Amen.
The man who went to the cross and resurrected in the third day. With all his glory, with all his majesty, with all his splendor. Because the Christ that you and me worship is the Lord of the Lords, the King of the Kings. And can you say amen?
Yes.
Amen. It's not the kind of Christ that we have done or painted throughout the years. This man of Nazareth walks with John. He was with him. He could touch the master. And this is beautiful what the scripture says in John 2, chapter 12. Says what Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory. And listen, and his disciples believed in him. My church, dear people of God, the same Christ that John saw is the same Christ that is with us this morning.
Amen.
There is no any difference. He's the ever and forever and ever Almighty God. That's how the book of Hebrews describes God and Jesus Christ. This man who there is no power against of him. That's the God that we can see. That's why the book of Revelation begins saying the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I don't know how you are here. Maybe you are sad this morning. Maybe you are experiencing difficulties in your life. But I still believe that there is the possibility to see miracles in our lives.
Amen.
Maybe some people don't believe in that. And that's okay. Maybe waking up this morning and opening the eyes is a miracle now in this country. Seriously. 300 shooting mass last year. But this is our Christ and this is our Lord. There is not any difference. Jesus wants to be with you every day, in your good times, in your bad times, here, outside the church, in your college, in your school, in your work. If you are retired, it's the same Christ. It's the same Christ. Listen, the Holy Spirit is singing.
He's ringing.
And this morning, I brought this water as a representation.
Let's see if I can put it here. Oh, let me put it here.
Because John chapter 2 describes that there were 6 jars.
Yep.
And they filled them up with a delicious water. Really good water. And sometimes in my church, we need to see. Because God wants, Jesus Christ wants to turn our life that is sometimes like water with no taste. He wants to turn our water life into wine. He wants to color our lives. He wants to bring new color, new spirit, new creation, new transformation, something new in our life. Because God, Jesus the Christ, reserved the best for this morning. He has the best for you and for me. And this morning, let us pray that we can see water turned into wine. This is for you and for me. That sweet, that bitter flavor in our lives can be turned into a delicious wine that we can enjoy our lives, that we can enjoy our families, that we can enjoy just as we are.
Yes.
Delicious French wine. But better is from an Argentina. I would like to invite you to close your eyes. And perhaps you come this morning just as every Sunday. Maybe it's tradition. Maybe there was nothing to do this morning. Let's go to the church. I don't know. Who cares? But the Holy Spirit is here. And I want to invite you to think about my invitation. If you think that you need a prayer in your life, if you think that you need a touch of the Holy Spirit, just raise your hand there where you are. You can put your hand down. And be sure that the Holy Spirit is listening to your prayer this morning. How about you start praying for you? And you said, Lord, I need you. Lord, I want to worship you. I want to honor you, but I need you right now in this moment in my life. I need you that you touch, that you show me that you are here with me, and that you can turn my sadness into joy. That you can turn these difficult times that I'm living without passion, without knowing what to do, in a moment that I can feel your Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for these people, for everyone, and for all those who raised their hands, that you touch them, that you bring healing into their hearts, into their spirits. That this morning this church can be transformed. That we can see new years coming. Where they're going to enjoy the wine of the Spirit. That will come, Father God. I pray for everyone, for the youngest one here, for the oldest one, for everyone, my Holy Spirit. You know their hearts. And I pray that you strengthen them. That you give them the courage to live every day with you. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, church.